Hello, this is the regular TRC update, again from a special location. We're at 75 Jones and Gifford Avenue in Jamestown, the Raymond Center, on the third floor, the Resource Center's Diagnostic and Treatment Clinic. And joining me now is Alex Crivochet, occupational therapist here. Alex, thank you for taking a moment to speak with me.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Dennis.
And the first thing I want to do is make sure that I said your name right.
Yes, that was great.
Okay, Alex Crivochet, occupational therapist. There's a test at the end, listeners. We won't have you repeat that or make you spell it. Alex, I don't want to get too facetious because we have some real work to do in the next few minutes. First, in talking in general, just to lay the appropriate groundwork, and some may know already, but what occupational therapy is all about as opposed to physical or other therapies that people may be familiar with.
Yeah, sure. I feel like physical therapy and speech therapy are kind of more well-known, and occupational therapy maybe not so much. But with OT, we cover a wide area. So for us, OT, really our job is to promote independence, and that is in anything you do in your life, from your daily routine to work tasks to school tasks to leisure activities. So our job is to promote independence in those areas.
And the way you do this is different from what a person might experience in speech or in physical therapy.
Yeah, so with occupational therapy, it's a lot about promoting health. If you've had an injury or if you have a disability, it's promoting health, maybe restoring something that was lost, compensating, maintaining, and even prevention as well.
I've always found it interesting to walk into, and I don't know if you call it a lab or an occupational therapy room, but the tools that you use often look more like a home than a lab.
Yeah, so with OT, our kind of, I guess our bread and butter, so to say, is your ADLs, your activities of daily living. So for example, if someone had a stroke and half of their body is either weak or they're unable to use it, that kind of throws everything off, from getting out of bed to brushing your teeth, brushing your hair, feeding yourself, getting dressed, getting washed, using the bathroom. So our job is to kind of go in there and promote your independence, keep you as independent and safe as possible.
And, of course, here at the Resource Center, your primary audience, your community, is persons who have a disability of one kind or another. So I would suppose that you are able to, when occupational therapy is successful, really give some gifts to people in terms of their ability to sustain themselves in their own environments.
Definitely. Yeah, we want to promote independence as much as possible. And if there's any barrier for someone doing, you know, something that they love, we want to make sure that you continue to do the things you love, but also independently without having someone have to step in and do it for them. But yeah, this is a great organization, a great agency, and you know, we promote that independence and in the community and kind of everywhere.
If somebody has an injury or they have a joint replacement or something like that and they need physical therapy, they come for a period of time and then there's an evaluation. Hopefully they've made enough progress they can just go on with their regular lives. Does OT work the same way, or is it a different kind of process?
It's a similar process, whereas, you know, we can evaluate someone, you know, maybe they had an injury or something happened, but, you know, we can make some goals, and then if we restore and achieve those goals, we can discharge. But then there's also people that, you know, OT and PT and speech, we all, you know, we treat, that it's sometimes what we call kind of maintenance. So we want to promote and promote improvement, but also we can maintain to prevent any type of decline.
And Alex, the services offered in occupational therapy here, similar to the ones in physical therapy, and we've done some previous programs on PT here at the Resource Center, are open to the general public.
Yes.
So tell me again who from the general public might benefit by coming here or need to come here for occupational therapy.
Yeah, so like as I was saying earlier, we kind of cover a lot of areas. One day I could be evaluating someone who has maybe left shoulder pain. Could be someone who recently had a stroke or some type of injury. We work also with children, you know, might have an evaluation to help a child improve their handwriting skills. Sensory issues, sensory processing issues. So yeah, we kind of cover a lot of areas.
And I just evaluating and listening to you speak, you have a very calming, patient character that comes through even on the radio here, Alex. I bet that's an important part of your work.
Definitely, yeah. It's really great to work with the people we support. It brings a lot of joy, you know, for us. And it's a great place to work, and it's a great profession to work in.
One quick footnote here, and then first I want to give the phone number, though, for the diagnostic and treatment clinic here at the Resource Center at the Raymond Building on Jones and Gifford Avenue, 661-1541. If anyone's interested in any more information about the kinds of things that you've talked about here today. And I just have to ask you one wild question. I have 30 seconds or a minute before we're done here today. As someone who works in occupational therapy and helping people with, you said, as the activities of daily living, do you ever wish that the world or parts of the world were designed better? And, you know, why did our kitchens come to be like this? Why are our bathrooms set up like they are? Why are all living rooms looking like this?
That's a great question, and that's something also that OT kind of works in. We also can go into people's homes and help modify things to make things a little easier and also safer. But yeah, that's kind of, you know, we're kind of like I guess the Batman of of therapy. We have this utility belt of tools, and you know, depending on the person and the situation, we can recommend certain pieces of adaptive equipment that can help promote independence, but also, as you were saying, go into the homes. And whether it might be something like recommending grab bars in the bathroom to help get in and out of the tub, or kind of maybe modifying someone's living room to maybe we see a couple fall risk things. But, yeah.
My guest during this Resource Center update has been Alex Crivochet, occupational therapist here at the Resource Center. He will be back at some point in the not-too-distant future. We're going to take up another specific subject concerning OT, so we hope our listeners will tune in weekly at this time. Alex, look forward to talking to you again.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Dennis.